It is Christmas season and everyone is so happy and excited. Everyone's like celebrating Christmas right now, and I feel like it's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas. In fact, it is Christmas, and so there's a lot of feelings and emotions. Jesus is the reason for the season, and there's so many reasons to be grateful to God. I was in the car on my way home and I looked around me and there was a lot of difference. Okay, I thought about what Christmas used to be like when I was a child. Now it's not just the environment and the people around me, it's also the culture. Everything is like so different from when I was a child, and there's a lot I want to share with you guys. So I brought my sisters on this one with me. That's why it's like so great to be here today. I call this episode drum rolls a Christmas home. Yeah, I call it a Christmas home because for me, a home is not just a house. It is where the people that I love, people that I value, and the people that have made great impacts in my life, people that I've also been able to give to, and I've also been able to make impacts in their lives. And if they are there and we can spend time together happily in peace and with joy, and then that's a home for me. It's where they are and it's where I want to be. So a Christmas home means where these people are and you're celebrating Christmas together. That's what a Christmas home is like for me. So to really dive into the conversation and get you guys like to understand what I'm trying to say, what the discussion is really about, and what it really feels like to grow up and celebrate Christmas where I was years ago in Nigeria, and how it feels like to celebrate Christmas right now, I brought my sisters. Together we're gonna have an intimate discussion and a conversation on what it feels like, you know, growing up in Nigeria in a Nigerian home, and how we used to celebrate Christmas while we were young. So stay tuned, this is gonna get really interesting and funny, because when we're together it's all jokes and laughter and seriousness and wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and just so much blessings. You definitely don't want to miss this one, so hold on tight. Let's give a warm welcome to Princess and Precious.
Hi guys, this is Princess.
And I'm Precious.
Okay guys, so I was actually talking to them about what Christmas is like, and actually I want to focus on what I call a Christmas home. And I said a home is a place where my loved ones are, and that's where I want to be. Mm-hmm. It's not just the house or the building. Now I was saying there's like a lot of differences from the Christmas we had when we were younger. Mm-hmm. And now that we're much older, like, you know, the difference not just in the location. Mm-hmm. And the people around us, but I'm also talking about like the culture itself, how it's like being celebrated right now and then. It's not the same. Mm-hmm. So what would you say has drastically changed for you since you moved, I mean in terms of the Christmas celebration?
Well, I would actually say a whole lot, especially in terms of the work, you know, back there in Africa, in Nigeria. When it's Christmas, we know it's Christmas, but you're in America, no one cares. Right? You're gonna work yourself out, like you're really gonna work. And I remember last year I was working on Christmas Day. I really worked on Christmas Day. So it's Christmas, yeah, hooray, hallelujah, like Jesus is the reason for the season, but we still get to work.
You know, it's so funny how you said when it's Christmas, we know it's Christmas in Nigeria. Like, girl, before it's Christmas here in America, when it's like October, everyone's already like in this Christmas mood, it's the season for it. So Precious, what would you say actually changed for you?
Well, I would actually say the knockouts and bangers in Nigeria, most kids actually save up money to get stuff like that. And once it's Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, you keep your sounds in your compound, like, and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's true. Banger thing. That's what we call it, right? Banger. It's amazing because it's literally a knockout. It will knock you out when you don't expect it. It'll boom, boom.
One sound, two sounds, three sounds.
Yeah, I've never tried one in my life, but it was really fun.
We actually do have fireworks here, but it's quite different.
Of course, they know we have fireworks. Uh-huh. It's just not the same.
You know, in Nigeria, you're just free. Like, the younger ones are just getting knockouts and bangers and just throwing it anywhere, even in your compound. That pisses me off sometimes. Like, it's good to have fun, but like, too much of everything.
Can you guys remember that one that used to shine? A stick, you just hold it and it's like glittering all over the place. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I know that.
I never tried anyone. It's so annoying. I'm so angry right now. I wish I tried one in my life.
Calm down. You know, our mom and dad were like really protective of us. They didn't want us doing things like that. So they did it themselves. We just had to watch from afar.
One Christmas like that. Then, but like, he would, you know, buy those fireworks things and just
up in the air and like boom,
and it's gonna write Merry Christmas and stuff like that.
One thing I would personally say I used to really enjoy about Christmas when we were young would definitely be the food. Okay,
yeah.
It was like the early morning food kind of thing. So we would wake up really early. My mom has this principle about giving. She's like, I can never be poor. It's too late for me to be poor. And so we feel like Christmas is the time to give. And so my mama wakes up in the morning and it's like, girl, we are cooking. So she starts cooking, and it's like one delicacy to another. It's traditional food.
I don't know if there is like a flavor when you use your firewood, but like,
because like you enjoyed it.
Well,
you were just so lazy.
You just no. She doesn't like the fact that she had to blow like the firewood and the smoke gets into it.
We had to like do some stuff. And you know, there was always this one man that was always come to our house.
Mr. Jones!
Like, he was gonna be there.
It was literally there every Christmas.
And whenever it's Christmas, I'll just wait.
He was working though. Like,
I'll be so like, is not this guy just waits for Christmas Day just to come eat? It's not like I wasn't happy to see him. I just felt, okay, Bri, like, don't you have a family? You always come here every Christmas Day.
True, like, he would always come.
It was just so weird. It would always come. Yeah, like, the food. And now, what would you say America Christmas is like? The difference?
Well, you know, we can just feel it in the atmosphere, the decoration. And it's just Christmas, and everything is Christmas. With the bonuses and discounts, like, that's what
yeah,
I
love. Yeah, you got a lot of discount here, though.
I feel like you actually celebrate Santa more than Jesus, like, the reason for the season.
No, you would say that because most Americans are like very strict about their religion. Some people are like, I don't believe in God, and some people are like, I'm a Muslim, and, you know, stuff like that. But they enjoy the holidays,
yeah.
And they like Santa, but they're not into
so
the
it's
Christ
more
himself.
Of the those are not Christians. It's more of
but you said you would feel it in the atmosphere, which is true. You feel welcomed in the atmosphere, but you also feel Christmas in Nigerian atmosphere. It's just a different kind of feeling. So you know, in America, apart from the lights and the music everywhere and the candy canes that you get, and the children singing all the time and everyone being really excited to celebrate Christmas, it's a different kind of excitement in Nigeria. Like Nigeria, we really don't care about like all this music. We play our music. What we care about more is we don't really care about Father Christmas because we know it's fake. Yes. Santa never came to keep a gift for me under the Christmas tree. That never happened.
And you know one thing? You
Santa
know one thing.
Never came to Africa.
You know one thing? What? That Father Christmas thing. Remember the bald-headed man who was that skin?
That's a funny story. You want to tell the story?
I can't really remember because I was like really small, but you guys said you went to meet Father Christmas and it was like black.
No, it was
with
princess.
Bald head and no beard.
The thing was like, I think she was whitewashed at that time because she was a child and she had seen like Santa on TV and he's like this old white guy with beards.
Don't forget the part that he's chubby and the Father Christmas.
And then my mom
lanky.
Takes us to a party and then this guy is not chubby first and foremost. Old costume and he's like having the Santa cap on and then his belly is so fake and she's like, okay, excuse me, this man is not Santa. And isn't a princess to act like every other normal child and take her gift and leave? Princess started dragging his beard and then they had to like drag her out of the place.
I wanted to expose him. Like
girl, why would you
I wanted to show him to the wall. Like, no, I cannot resist.
Such an agenda.
The wisdom of God is at work in my life,
oh,
brother.
Girl, that was not wisdom. You were being so childish.
Well, when I went in, I was just like, okay, no, I'm not doing this. Like, I practically cried my way out of the room.
No, you were scared of Santa. All those things are just there because people are trying to create a Christmas atmosphere and make children actually leave what they see on TV. It didn't work out, though. It didn't work out for us. I'm just going to say in general that we've always had like a fun Christmas. For us, it's also about the church. You know, we'd have to like pray. My God. But what I'm saying now is that the Christmas day itself was not that fun because it was work after work after work.
And I think after the whole cooking thing, I don't even get to eat the food because I feel like I'm much more satisfied.
You ate enough when you were trying to cook.
Yeah, you literally eat while she's still cooking. You eat the meat.
I just
it's
eat
fried.
The meat
already. She's already eating.
Yeah, and
it.
Then she's eating the ones that have already been fried before like everyone's like ready to eat and so you're not hungry
that's
anymore.
That's a lie, guys.
But
no,
one
true.
Thing we can never forget about our Christmas, apart from the food and the atmosphere and everything we've talked about and the prayers, one thing we could all not forget is our Christmas clothes.
My God! Yeah! Coming to that, like, in our house, and I think it's a Nigerian thing or an African thing, like, you have to get, like, a Christmas clothes. So, I remember when we were quite young, our mom would always get us Christmas clothes.
Yeah, she did.
My own clothes were always horrible, guys.
Easy, girl. We ain't
my
fighting.
Mom would get me the hat, the bag, the clothes or socks or whatever to match. I'm looking like an
but
old
but that's not the problem,
witch.
Though, because I really appreciate my mom. She would get, like, Christmas
I
clothes.
I do appreciate my mom,
and then
but
she'd
like
get New Year clothes, and then we'd have, like, Ankara, and then we'd have top and skirt, and then we'd have dresses, and then we'd have trousers. God. We'd have, like, different shirts for, like, the remaining days of the year. She was, like, always extra about that stuff. But where we had problem, my mom was, she'd always buy oversized. So, I'm the slimmest in the house, happiness, and no clothes ever fits me, so I can understand that. But for Princess, how?
Okay, guys, let me explain it. So, Princess here is the first child, so they expect your growth to be really fast.
So, she's like, short, so it's like,
I'm not short, I'm just portable.
You're portable.
No.
Okay. But no, Chidera, you don't have a right to talk when we're talking about the clothes section. Why? Because you always got the best clothes. We said the clothes, and now the food, the worship, and the bangers.
But there's something about America, though. We don't really care about the clothes. We don't really care if you're wearing your Ankara or whatever Christmas clothes.
Americans may not really be concerned about your clothes. That's because you're not a celebrity. But then Americans are concerned about brands. And that's one thing I love about Nigerians. We don't really care about the brand. I mean, you look good, girl. Even if it's like just a cheap cloth, as far as you can like mix it well and dress well, no one's gonna know. But here, people are like, oh, she's wearing Gucci. Oh my God, she wearing Prada. Oh my God, she's wearing
so 2010. I'm like,
shoo! Oh my God, that's so 2016. Apart from that, so people don't really go out on Christmas Day, though.
Yeah. Let's not forget, though, this whole Christmas thing is all about giving. You know, Jesus is the reason for the season. And that's what I really appreciate about our mom. Like, she would always cook and always, you know, try to share, you know, share the love of God abroad in her heart. So
it was like a family culture to actually, because she didn't cook the whole food for the family. She'd like give it to the neighbors and to friends. And that's what she did.
Yeah. So be you out there in Nigeria or America, you still have to give, you know, go to the orphanage home. Just give your money, your time, your food, anything little.
Yeah, that's true. This season is all about sharing, giving, and it's all about loving everyone. So let's just try to give as much as we can and just do the right thing. This is Christmas. Have fun, guys.
So yeah, you guys heard Princess and Precious. Those are my sisters. Like,
yeah.
These are the people that really inspire me and encourage me every single day. They're the reasons why I do the things that I do. They're like,
yeah, girl,
my people. Drop comments and tell me things you'd like to hear about and things you want to know.
Or things you think that we actually omitted, you know.
Yeah, things you think that, oh girl, you didn't mention this one. This one happens in Nigeria. Oh, and this is how we do it in America. You know, things you think that we should talk about. And I'll be more than willing to talk about it, trust me.
Merry Christmas.
Princess, you don't have to sing. It's my podcast.
Red-nosed reindeer.
Thank you guys for coming. You can go now.
Shiny nose.
So, like my sister said, it's good to give on Christmas Day, but don't only give on Christmas. And then don't just give your money and your food, give your time, give anything you have, whatever is giveable, give it. That's it. We're in the season of giving, but live your life as a giver. Until my next podcast, I'll see you guys. Remember, this is Cultural Heritage with Happiness Amanda, where we talk about everything and anything. Have fun! Merry Christmas! And a Happy New Year in advance. Yeah. Bye!